Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
10 greatest cowbell songs of all times. Coming up with Ryan Castle. We will sit and spin. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a few on our poverty meal question there. Ola gents, Hot Pockets were for me one of the poverty foods. And I won't eat them anymore. I can't. All of them taste the same. There's also a standard casserole containing nothing more than a can of cream of mushroom soup, ground beef, green beans, and tater tots. That's it. Actually, I hate that more than Hot Pockets because that came with very little flavor at all. So what do I still eat? Those cheap-ass frozen burritos. Liquor and whores, that from Dennis. Had a lot of those growing up.
I would have a tough time eating a Hot Pocket. I just ate so many of them in my 20s. I just, you know what I mean? I'm just like,
you're kind of past it.
Yeah. Right, like I'd rather buy tortillas, turkey, and cheese and just make a sandwich at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Growing up in Hawaii, we ate a lot of chili and rice. Super basic, bowl of rice, chili on top, covered with shredded cheese. I still eat it today. It's a regular at our tailgates on cold days. That from Brooks. As we move on to the birthday emails. Wishing the happiest 25th birthday to Austin and a good luck on his quarter-life crisis. Lots of love, guys. That from his honey. Anna says, give me your penis is too small since he's going through a crisis.
Did we have a quarter-life crisis yesterday?
Yes, we had
another. Is it the same Austin?
Is this like a trend?
Stop it. You're 25.
Yeah, right.
Chill out.
Guys, please wish Ryan a very happy birthday since he is a newish father. Please have Coach Ted hype him up on how to stay up late tonight. That from his buddy Duke.
All right. Well, if you're a newish father, I'm assuming that kid lives at home with you or you're with the kid a lot. How do you stay up late tonight? You know what? You're not going to do it, man. Honestly, you're going to go out with Duke. You're going to have some cocktails and maybe have a good dinner. Then you're going to get home and be like, I'm ready for bed. Sure, you could have vodka Red Bulls or have a cup of coffee right about now and stay up, but I don't know why you would. You're probably tired. Let those old bones rest.
Hola, Bacholas. It's my 31st birthday today. Golden year since it's the 31st. First time being able to get a birthday wish here, so I want to try and make it as entertaining for you and your show as it entertains me every day. So how about the most inspirational quote from Miles and the Dirty Germans talking about their favorite porn. And maybe a beaver fart. That would really mean a lot. From your loyal listener, Zach. All right, Zach, let me give you some inspirational words here. Zach, even as you're old, remember, there's absolutely nothing wrong with picking your nose. It's perfectly normal. Everyone does it. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It's just what you do after that really counts.
Yeah, it's funny you ask. What is my favorite porn? I was just watching it last night. It's called Debbie Does Deutschland.
Yeah. See, I saw you were going to go with the other one. It's when you get all the, I don't know if we say lads, you get all the boys together. You circle around one person in a room. Everybody puts on the ski mask. And then you have Anna.
Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah, timing.
Yeah. But seriously, I'm always like, that's an interesting look. Walking around butt naked in a ski mask.
All the Bacholas, today I start my 34th trip around the sun, and since my wife won't remember, I'm sending in my own birthday shout-out. How about some turtle wax with a reverse fart in the paws And the dirty Germans telling me how I should celebrate after a long day delivering packages. Cheers, guys. That's from Brandon, the FedEx guy.
Yeah, you know, I do not work for FedEx, but I also like to spend all day delivering packages. And when I get home, I always say, yeah, what can Brown do for you?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. He should do the complete opposite of his day job. And you finally get into some Brown.
Find out what it can do for you. Hello, my wife Jolene is 37 today. How about a Leroy Jenkins, a Pat Sajak, and any date ideas from Captain Crunch to show a lady a good time? Thanks, guys. That from her husband, Jub Jub.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Hopefully tonight old Jub Jub gets tug-tug and rub-rub, but you're asking the old Capitan about how to show a lady a good time. And as I've had many a romantic liaison on the SS Gubby, you've come to the right place. I can only give you examples of what I know, but let's face it, the Chiquita Banana Lady, ask yourself, how do you think she earned the nickname the Banana Lady? And she doesn't eat fruit. And Aunt Jemima, well, she has a ball gag hidden in her bandana, and oddly enough, pierced nipples. And finally,
you ruined a breakfast cap.
You wouldn't know. Not even reading what I eat, then. And finally, I'll leave you with Wendy. Let's just say she likes making the chili.
Grunge bears. Guys, happy birthday to my husband, which is his 45th trip around the big hot ball of fire. He is my rock and my best friend. I love you, honey. Let's enjoy tonight.
She's married to a rock.
How about a 21 soundbite salute? Lots of love. That from Rihanna.
You like that? You like that?
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Here comes the dope pusher.
There was a point that you got to when you came out of your mother's womb, that the cord had to be cut.
What? So suck it up, cupcake.
Six.
Hey!
Uh-oh, look out.
Joey Chestnut!
A filet of fish sandwich.
Think order's been disturbed.
Please clap. Okay, one more.
One more, yeah, just a big happy birthday to my buddy Cobb, co-host of the greatest podcast in all the land. The podcast, yeah, it's his birthday today. Mike, your choice.
Oh.
Holy Jay.
Good call. Does he not work Saturdays? Santa wife and I were down at the market Saturday. We saw Cobb's popcorn stand. It was not Cobb back there.
It was not.
It was not Cobb.
Did you get any?
We did not. I couldn't figure out who was working. Was it your other buddy's son?
And there's one other guy that works there.
Okay. I didn't see the other guy.
Either way, just dip responsibly.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, there he is, live from his basement dungeon studio bar. Give it up for Ryan Castle, everybody.
Torn by Natalie Imbruglia would be a good one, too.
Oh, man.
How about Hurt from Nine Inch Nails?
We should do a sit and spin on the Appy Hour. Mm-hmm. Then we can share.
All right. Then we can share what we're talking about.
We're doing some pretty profane sit and spin ideas here just before we got on the air.
Those were not profane.
Torn, if you want blood.
I guess maybe that is.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
That might be an happy hour thing. Yeah. Oh, so what were you channeling your inner Christopher Walken today? What's going on?
Yeah, you know what, dude? I have a series of percussion instruments here in the basement studio dungeon. I have the Vibraslap. I have the chimes that you played at Red Festival one year when we got all yachty. Of course, I have
Do you have your chimes set up?
You have a chime
right over here. Hang on, I can grab.
Come on,
let's hear them.
I want to hear those chimes.
You have a chime stand? Yeah, you might as well grab all of them. Explain to people what these instruments are.
So these are
that's the chimes.
Miles' chimes.
So what, how about the Viber Slab? Because that's on a couple of songs as well.
Hang on.
Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train.
No offense, he's terrible at the freaking chimes
for a percussionist.
To be fair, the chimes are a little tangled because they've been sitting in the windowsill. That's the Viber Slap. And then, of course, everyone's favorite, the cowbell. And I'll have you know that when I bought this, I literally went online and typed biggest goddamn cowbell you can find.
Okay.
That's why. This thing's a beast.
Yeah. That's got some sound to it.
That's a good cowbell.
That's like a bass cowbell.
So, it's going through the musical instruments today, and I thought, you know, maybe we should dig up a list of great cowbell songs that we could share. I got a little cowbell, too.
Oh, that's for dinner.
That does sound like a dinner.
Come on.
What's for dinner tonight, by the way, Castle? What are you doing at the old homestead?
Sleigh bells.
Why do you have sleigh bells?
Why not?
That is from when we did Father Christmas 2 years ago.
Oh, you bought them for that?
Okay.
Yeah. I got it all.
Speaking of dinner bells, what's for dinner at the Castle Home tonight?
So I am doing some rockfish that I caught when I was in Alaska. I'm going to bread it and fry it.
All right.
Damn.
Sounds good.
That sounds real good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't mess around. So I pulled out some rockfish this morning. Very excited.
So today we've got the...
Speaking of rock.
Yeah, the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number 10.
Fine song.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Ted,
I think anytime you do a list with any sort of drumming on it, you can put anything John Bonham in there, and you're probably going to be safe.
All right, Ted, I'm going to give you a clue. See if you can fill in the blank. The name of the song is Moby
Dick.
Yes. Had to take advantage of it, Mike. Sorry.
My dog, who sleeps here in the bed next to me all day, just got up and left. Obviously not a fan of the chimes and the cowbell and the Viber Slap. I think it was the sleigh bells that sent her over the edge.
You're really annoying me right now. I'm leaving. Well, at least you know how to get the job done now if you need to.
That's right.
Especially, you know what, when they're by the bed. Oh, these are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number 9.
What do you think the Hoochie Coo part was of the rock and roll he speaks of?
Vagina.
Is that what this song is about?
I don't know, but if I hear a Hoochie, that's where my mind goes.
Rock and roll Hoochie Coo?
You're saying a backside?
I think it's the same as Moby Dick, or the opposite.
I mean, what else have you heard? You call somebody a Hoochie?
Right, but rarely do you hoochie hear mama. The coo on the end of it, right? She's a Hoochie, she's got a nice Hoochie, but you rarely say like the full Hoochie Coo.
The Hoochie Coo. The kit and caboodle.
Is Hoochie Coo a form of martial arts? I know Hoochie Coo, mother ever.
Just follow up rock and roll, kit and caboodle. Rock and roll. These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Eight, number 8.
Wish I were playing gonna buy you.
Does he? You want to be in a swamp? 95 degrees, nothing but humidity, mosquitoes everywhere, alligators that can eat you. I mean, my God, giant snakes, you're sweating. Can't understand a damn thing anyone's saying.
Do you think anyone ever told him in his life, hey, dude, speak up?
I had a Cajun cab driver once in the South, and you're not joking. I couldn't understand a damn word that guy said.
Did you believe he was honestly taking you where you said?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure. He would, like, slow down and try and speak more clearly so I could understand him, and I still had some problems. He was talking about hunting, and he was like, I'm going to get back on down there, go get me a deer. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Jesus Christ.
Tell you one thing.
How did you end up in this job? Do I need a translator?
Every song with cowbell is kind of a good song.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So far.
Cowbell makes every song better.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number 7.
That's a jam. Foghat's Fool for the City.
Go see the one guy still in Foghat as Foghat comes to town. I think all the members of Foghat are actually dead.
For real.
And Foghat just goes out with like a bunch of 18
casino near you.
Yeah, exactly. You ever bring out Foghat there, Castle?
No, no, I haven't. But, Miles, I have a feeling you're going to tell me a story about the time you did and you pissed off the guy in fog hat.
No, I did not piss off the guy in fog hat. He was too drunk to even know where he was. True story. These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs.
That made two of you, I'm sure. Six.
I mean, again, right, listen, just good songs. I mean, that's a good playlist.
Are we not using the cowbell in modern music?
You know, I was thinking about that. I can't remember the last time I heard the cowbell used prominently in a song. The closest thing is the Queens of Stone Age song, Little Sister, but I think that was a woodblock.
All right, you got Little Sister. You got Tommy Lee was riding pretty hard on their first album, at least.
Yeah, but I mean, that's 82?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Bring back the cowbell,
goddammit. Yeah. Listen to what Ultimate Classic Rock says about Mitch Mitchell. The Jimi Hendrix Experience possessed one of rock's most versatile percussionists, a secret weapon able to weave exotic jazz techniques into the power trio's otherworldly material.
Mm-hmm. That is very Rolling Stones, or whatever.
Okay.
What'd they say about Buddy Miles?
These are the 10 greatest real good
cowbell songs of all time.
Number five.
Is it 3 a.m. already?
I know, between the delay between my house and the studio, that didn't make any sense at all.
I was going to say, a little feet.
That is a war, correct, Eric Burden?
Correct.
Yes, yes.
These and in case you didn't know, that's Lowrider, but you should know that.
10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number four.
This is the very first song that the New Originals performed, all right?
Fact.
Miles played cowbell. Now, I need you to understand, we walked out on stage, no one knew we were going to play, so we thought, honestly, we're going to get booed off stage. Ha ha, that's the joke. We finished the song, the place went nuts, and we're like, you got to be S&M.
Now, Cass, I have a question. So, Nazareth puts out Hair of the Dog right now, all right? And they got the record rep in the office. He says, you're going to love this song, and he plays you this. Would you play this?
Oh, yeah. Would I be concerned that it says son of a bitch?
Yes.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I'd tell him good luck getting it played in the South.
Right. Where you're from.
You sons of bitches.
Yeah.
These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number three.
This isn't number one.
I know. That's what I thought, too. How is this not number one? This is the only reason we have a conversation about the cowbell
is that
bit with Will Ferrell. Otherwise, it was just another instrument in a song. It became iconic because of Saturday Night Live.
Don't ask this guy about Godzilla.
Oh, man.
Speaking of people Miles pissed off.
I didn't piss this guy off. I just said, how is Godzilla the song not in the Godzilla movie in the soundtrack?
And then
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that sounds like you pissed him off.
F you.
Yeah, he was fine up until
it's
then.
Perfect for it, right? It's right there.
Miles. Open mouth, insert foot, Montgomery.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Blue Oyster Cult.
Castle, you're right. That skit really made the cowbell, like, people know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Castle, guess what they came out with?
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Damn right.
Number two.
Man, did Mark Farmer have an afro? That was a thing of beauty.
Is this the era of the white dude afro?
Pretty sure, yeah.
So like everyone on the cover of the first Boston album?
Sure.
You're like, wow.
Brad Delp, Tom Schultz, all of them.
Yeah.
Amazing. ELO, you name it, man. Jeff Lynne, all sported one.
Grand Funk Railroad, we're an American band. Fun fact, Canadian.
No,
they're not.
No, they're
that would be funny. Though.
The Michigan area, I believe. These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time. Pretty much.
South Detroit.
Number one.
All right.
Yeah, I still think Don't Fear the Reaper's got to be number one on this list. Yeah. Thanks, Ultimate Classic Rock, for the letdown.
Yes, the only reason they didn't make it number one is because they knew it was supposed to be number one.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. There you go. There's the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all times. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Got 2 minutes. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. Chipotle announced that they're hiring 15,000 new employees for burrito season.
Burrito season. When is that?
Basically spring. Which I don't know why that's burrito season. I like burritos all year round, man. Not gonna lie.
I don't know why either.
I do, but I feel like in the wintertime, I don't know. You're just eating more heavier, heartier stuff.
Sure.
Springtime, you're out doing something. Let's pop in and get a burrito.
Yeah.
I think a burrito is a standalone item. Like whenever you go to a Mexican restaurant, they have burritos. They offer beans and rice.
Yeah.
But to me, like a burrito is just the whole meal right there.
Yeah.
You don't really need anything else.
Yeah, it's got the beans and rice on the inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just be able to take that thing and go.
It is weird though, too, is I'm so used to going like Chipotle or Taco Del Mar, any of them, right? And like you get a burrito and you hold it and you eat it. Whereas, like, I feel like you go to the restaurant, the burrito, you always got to eat with a knife and fork.
It's going
to
be wet.
It's got sauce and cheese and all the stuff on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. There's a poll going viral where someone took a picture of 7 different pens and asked which one you would use for the rest of your life.
I'm picky about a pen.
I am, too.
When I find a good one, I stick with it.
There's a brand, I can never remember the name of it, but it's got a good grip to it. It's got a good flow to it. It's just, you know your pen.
I think it's just called Bic, dude.
Yeah, I do like a Bic.
My father would only use Cross.
Say what now?
My father would only use Cross pens.
Cross pens.
Cross.
All right.
You had to refill the ink yourself, that kind of thing. But those were the pens that he used. That was it.
I like ones that click. But I haven't.
Just like to click pens.
I do. But the last good clicking one I had ran out of ink. So I just put on the regular old Bic ones for a while.
Ah, yeah. I'm with you.
We need to get Ted some clicky pens.
We need pens.
Hey, where do you have clicky pens?
I will say this one. Is one of those on the list, like the felt tip one?
Wouldn't be shocked.
Those are awful.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody has their pen preference.
That's a good point.
Well, as a lefty, I don't like the felt ones because the ink doesn't dry before your hand goes over it.
All right.
When you're coming from the left and heading right, like, it's a big thing. Pisses me off. I like the way they write. It's just the goddamn ink doesn't dry in time.
I feel like I'm using a marker.
Yeah.
What am I, 8?
Let me put my signature on here.
A man in Idaho set the record for fist bumps.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah,
well done there, buddy.
Were they all individual people, or you just have like a buddy and they kept bumping?
It's a good question, Ted. I did.
Had to be multiple people. Otherwise, two people win it, right?
Right. Well,
if you keep fist bumping me, like, hey, man, I'm the other half of that. If I'm the only person.
But if I just walk around in a circle, I'm the only one that's done the most fist bumping.
That is correct.
And also,
right. Two people, you'd be equal.
Well, and also, if you know, I'm the one that's, okay, I want to do this record, I want you to sit there with your fists out, and then I'm just going to basically box them for a little while and try to get as many fist bumps as I can.
That's not a fist bump, though.
You're basically just standing there, and then I'm kind of doing all the work on that one.
Well, that's stupid of you to do because we're both tied now.
That is correct, sir. That is correct. A woman in Germany faked her own death by killing a lookalike.
Obviously it didn't work.
Always a great idea.
That is so weird.
No better idea out there.
It has to be you.
Killing a lookalike?
Yeah.
I mean, it's your own family.
Right?
I don't care how much you might have somebody
that looks...
Well, it
doesn't even necessarily have to be your own family.
No. I'm saying at the funeral and stuff. Like, that's your own family. Like, there's people that look a lot like me, but, like, I'm pretty sure they'd be able to tell if it's me or not.
Right. Yeah.
But then bring it up at a funeral. I'm looking in the casket like, hey, man, that ain't Ted.
Are we sure this is
Ted? Do you
want to
be that guy that causes, you know...
If I'm at the wake and it's open casket, I'd want to be
that guy. Because you're not sure yet. So you have to be the guy at least to say, that is not Thrill.
Yeah.
I've known him a long time, brother. That's not Thrill.
I don't know what kind of witchcraft y'all got going on in
here. That's how you started.
Right.
Was he always white?
All right, guys, it's just Miles.
Guilty.
Okay, new research came up with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide. Did you guys ever have a dream job outside of radio?
Oh, well, of course, like a child.
Yeah, president, because your grandfather or father said, like, you can be whatever you want. If you want to be president, you
astronaut.
Can be president.
That was it.
Astronaut was a big one.
Going to space.
They apparently did this research by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a blank.
Okay.
Yeah, which does bring us to...
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top dream jobs in the world. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I even spent 2 years in school training to be one. And then I got into radio, where now I get to voice stupid setups for a top 10 list no one cares about. Dream achieved.
God, the sincerity. You're welcome, BD.
So they did give me actually 20 on here, so I'll give you guys the honorable mentions. At number 20, they go psychologist.
Really?
That's interesting. Ooh.
Attorney.
Okay. I mean, look, I think the setup just for this already, like, they Googled, like, how to something. Like, I don't know. And then they're like, oh, it's a dream job. Like, well, people are just interested in these fields.
That's true.
Sure.
Attorney makes the list as well as lawyer at 18 and 19.
I bet you TV has a lot to do with that.
Sure.
Think about it. If you're younger, everything on TV, if you're an attorney, if you're a doctor, or if you're a cop, everything you do makes the most monumental difference for that town and that city.
What's the difference between an attorney and a lawyer?
Nothing.
Right.
So there's firemen then, right?
Says most people use lawyer and attorney interchangeably, even lawyers and attorneys themselves. So you could probably just lump them together and bump them up 10 spots.
Whichever one pays more.
My brother will tell you it's a job.
Yeah.
He's like, all I do is contracts, man. It sucks.
Judge at number 17, which I don't know if I'd ever want to be a judge.
But again,
you're just going to hear a bunch of stupid people down there all the time.
I think we're realistic, but again, if you watch TV, every case that you preside over,
you bet,
has such monumental impact, right?
I will say this, Mike. You could have a law degree, you could do all kinds of various things, and you could be a judge because you know the legal system and everything else. Where I grew up, you could run for a magistrate judge as an elected official.
Right.
You could start your campaign today.
Sure.
And if you were elected, you would be a judge.
All right.
So elected. With absolutely zero experience, you would be a magistrate, and you would preside over sometimes 20 cases a day.
Cool.
That's crazy.
Let's go.
Yeah, it is.
Number 16, firefighter.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, my neighbor across the street was a firefighter.
Nice.
Hey, in hell, I said something to a firefighter today as I saw him on the street. They had a cool logo on their truck.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like, I like the Rainier R on the front of your truck, guys. And they're like, yeah, cool, thanks.
Oh.
Get out of here.
Shut along.
Right? Like, we're trying to help somebody.
All these guys up here are just crazy.
Number 15, flight attendant. I don't know whose dream job is a flight attendant.
My mother wanted to be a flight attendant. Back in the day. Yeah, because until you know, I'm flying everywhere, I get to see the world.
Sure. Like,
sort of.
First of all, back in the day, they paid.
Right.
Secondly, you got to travel. It was glamorous to be able to travel. And your family flew for free.
Yeah.
All these various perks. And, you know, you'd end up in a different town every night. It wasn't the same routes all the time. So it's a little bit different as how they,
I get why it's a dream job. And then the more investigating you do in any job, you're probably like,
it's not.
You still get to travel a bunch. Yeah. Like, I knew a girl that did it, and she wanted to travel the world. So, I mean, that was a pretty easy job. I also think it helps, too, that, like, Miles is right. The benefits used to be better, and people weren't always a-holes to you.
Right.
Yeah, now the decorum no longer holds any gravity, I think it's a lot different.
Sure. Let's see here. Also on the list, professor at number 14.
All right. Okay, that's cool.
Doctor at number 13.
Thank God someone still wants to do that.
Blogger comes in at number 12.
That would seem like an odd one. Is blogging as big as it used to be?
It is. It's just, it's gotten narrowed down. Most of the fat's been trimmed.
Okay.
All right. That's all it is. It's almost like podcasts. Anyone can do a podcast, but then
there's so many of them.
You clean it out and you go like, all right, these are the people that are best at what I'm interested in, right?
I think blogs also just got hurt the way technology's gone.
More toward podcasting, honestly, right? So it's spoken word instead of reading it.
It depends.
Yeah, like people write articles, but blogging doesn't seem nearly as big as it was back in the day.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Microblogging.
And then number 11 is a DJ.
DJ. Right. Yeah.
But are they talking about radio or are they talking about, you know,
it depends on what country you're in.
But I mean, seriously, well, people in this country still perceive DJ as working on the radio, but like a club DJ or big time.
Right.
That would be an awesome job. I think this is an awesome job as well. I just don't know which one they're talking about.
Right.
Because we're not remotely the same.
I was going to say, in club DJ, that's a lot of long hours.
Yeah. A lot of long hours.
They've been doing it for years. I mean, they grind.
So these are the top 10 dream jobs worldwide. And number 10 is a teacher.
All right, good.
Which always amazed me because as I went through school, nobody liked school, which is why I never knew how schools were still around and teachers were still a job. Because
but there were still some teachers you liked.
Absolutely.
You didn't necessarily enjoy going to school, but there were certainly teachers that made your day better, brightened your day, or slapped you around. And sometimes you just like to teach people things.
And some teachers are awesome. Mr. Macheski had taught for years. Like, the way he taught history class, like, it was awesome. He was animated. Like,
and you love history.
I do.
Because of it. Probably.
Right. I mean, well, the way he would teach it was also just very exciting. And you could pull in 20 years of DeMatha students and ask them. They'll be like, oh, Mr. Richeski.
I love social studies based on the fact that there was a lot of history involved in that as well.
Sure. Yeah. Number 9, singer.
Well, sure. Yeah. If you can sing.
You bet.
It's like wanting to do something. Right. Like, you know, like I can't be a porn star because I'm not equipped for it. But you have to have the tools to be able to do it.
Right.
So.
Number 8, a programmer.
Wow.
Which, that's a pretty large blanket there, but...
Well, you can travel the world. I mean, think about all the people that live in Seattle that are not from this country that moved here for a job.
But probably there's so many... If you're interested in that world, there's a billion different things you can do, and all of us, whether we like it or not, are dealing with the product that you create.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The top 10 dream jobs worldwide, and number 7, influencer.
Yeah, so why not?
I feel like that one's boomed a lot more lately, but influencers have been around forever. We just called them, you know,
right, said different
late
names.
Night talk show hosts.
Right, or whatever it is, right.
Right. Right. Number 6, actor. I feel like that one is always in the top 10.
Sure, it's always been there, too.
Yeah. There's always an attraction to being an actor, actress.
I think the big difference with influencers now is there's normal people who had jobs and can switch over just because they either make great recipes on Instagram or they're just really fit.
Exactly.
So people pay attention to them.
Yeah.
Number 5, entrepreneur.
Yeah. Then do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's one of the, I can't guarantee you'll be successful, but you can absolutely be there.
You just need a little bit of money first.
Top 10 dream jobs worldwide. And number 4, the YouTuber. And another one that's blown up here recently, and it's
kind of like an influencer. In the sense, because my kids are all about YouTube, I get that. But the influence that these YouTubers have, and it's very very specific to what our kids like. And you're like, right, this guy carries a lot of weight, tremendous amount of influence.
And then you tell me that in some of those instances, like, they'll just be eating McDonald's in situations where those guys are advertising with those influencers and those YouTubers and doing product placement.
But the ones that my kids watch do it very, it's not for me. Obviously, I'm 1,000 years old, but they do a very good job with it. You're like, good on you.
Absolutely.
Well, right. YouTube has good shows, too.
Yes,
influencers can be like, look, technically, we're influencers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Number 3, dancer.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You go get it.
Ballerina?
Right, Cirque du Soleil, maybe. That kind of thing.
Or do you want to back up like a big act? You're behind Madonna or J-Lo.
Oh,
where they always have dancers. You know
what I mean? Or maybe, you know, you go to Deja Vu.
Yes, Mike, and there's that.
Number 2, writer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely. If you got ideas, man, if you got a story in your head, write it down. I don't care who you are. Write it down.
Do you think they're leaning author? Do you think they're saying writer as in I do late night comedy? Am I a writer for television?
Sure.
Screenplays?
Right. All of it, dude. No matter what it is, write it down.
If you're good at one, I believe you could probably transfer to the other.
You bet.
But I wonder what the main focus of wanting to be a writer is.
Agreed. And this is the number 1 dream job worldwide. Any guesses? Athlete? Pilot.
Pilot.
Huh. Right. Okay. Pilot.
Back to the travel.
Right. Yeah. They also did break it down by country here. In Mexico, the number one is a YouTuber. In Brazil, it's businessman.
Okay.
In Egypt, it's a football coach.
Yep.
South Korea, police officer.
Really?
And then in China, number one dream job is dietitian.
That makes sense, because if you grow up in an area that sucks, like I did,
right.
You wanted to be a pilot growing up just to be able to leave.
And you didn't want to be a police officer.
Go see other things.
Get me the hell out of here.
Please.
Customers at a gas station in Alabama found something in the parking lot, and you will not believe what it is.
What did they find in the parking lot, Mike?
I don't want to tell you, but I will at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.